We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know who has to be sure? Guy who's covered the Eagles for the better part of a decade now for the Daily News. The great Les Bowen's online. Hi, Les.
How do you know it's really me, not Joe Conklin?
You know, we don't. He actually does do you, too, Les. So,
I've heard this, yeah.
Let's start with this, Les. When you were looking through the first 2 weeks plus of training camp and seeing the problem at cornerback, did you ever imagine that they'd be able to execute a trade to fill a position they desperately needed to fill? Did you see this coming at all?
Well, I thought they'd had to do something, but I didn't think they would get somebody who was really a starter. You know, I thought they'd probably have to get somebody that had some potential, or, you know, had an injury, or, you know, some kind of scratch and dent kind of cornerback. Right. They did a little better in that regard than I thought they would. I hate to lose Jordan Matthews, though. I really think that's a gamble for them. But I did not expect them to be able in August to put something like this together. You have to remember, though, they put themselves in this situation. You know, it's not like, you know, they just woke up in August and, oh, my God, we don't have any corners. You know, I mean, that they've drafted badly. They've signed guys that didn't work out. I am not really knocking Howie here. I'm just saying this is a situation they created. And I do give them credit for doing a decent job of trying to get out of it.
All right, Les, obviously you have reservations about losing Matthews. How much of it is just the kind of guy he was and how important he was in the locker room? Is that as big a factor as what he gave you on the field?
Yeah, I really think so. Things like that, if you have good leadership, I think that won't kill you, but it certainly puts a damper on things for a while. I think Malcolm Jenkins, who's always tells the truth, said Saturday that the mood was down. You know, and I think that'll be the case for a little while. I think, you know, other people are going to have to step up and fill that void. And it's important, you know, that you have people that will do that. And I'm not sure, you know, Alshon Jeffery is going to be potentially a much more explosive player than Jordan Matthews was, but he's not that guy. He doesn't have that personality. And I'm not sure who's going to, among that group, really step up and be that leader of the wide receivers.
All right. Rhea did point out to me, since he's only got this year of eligibility before he's a free agent, is it conceivable, since he loved it here so much, that he could be re-signed at the end of the year and they could get him back as well?
You know, I guess Howie brought that up. It's conceivable, but if you really look at it, they didn't want to pay him when he was here.
Yeah.
So
they wouldn't want to do it. You're right.
What will have changed, yep, you know, between now and, I mean, the problem, and it's not so much, they've got a lot of different things they have to do here. Jeffrey's here on a one-year deal. He's going to get the big money, you assume, if he has a good year. I mean, you can set up a scenario where maybe Jeffrey gets hurt or doesn't play well, and they're looking for receiving help next winter, and Jordan Matthews ends up being a really good option, and maybe he isn't going to get $10 million a year or something, which is kind of what I think the sticking point, but I don't think it's likely. I think it's possible, but I don't think it's likely.
All right, let me just go to the basic issue of Howie Roseman 2.0. I was leading the mockery when he came back. I thought it was absurd they would bring him back. But Les, he is different than he was before, as I see it. You see it that way?
Okay.
Is he different?
Yeah, I think so. Well, he's brought in Joe Douglas, which I think is the key move.
Okay.
I think he's – and he kind of has a sense of what he doesn't know now, I think, more than he did a few years ago. I'm willing to give him some credit, even though he's – for a reporter, he's still a tough guy to cover because he doesn't – you know, that – that impromptu news conference Friday when I was stuck at O'Hare Airport trying to get back to Green Bay right. is the only chance we've had to talk to him in months and months and months. He won't respond to anything. You know, he'll do something with national media or something like that. But, you know, that's my problem. That's not everybody else's. But it does color my perception somewhat.
Well, that's the irony of what we just did, Les, that he had a radio show every week on WIP. So his second time around, far less accessible, far less open about what he's trying to do, right? And so that must have been part of his process of figuring out how to change.
Maybe. I always thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that show had to do with the fact that Chip Kelly wouldn't do a show and that somebody had to do one.
I don't think so because Chip agreed. Okay. Chip didn't want to do a show, but he agreed to come on our show and then regretted it. Yeah, that's that offer. All right, let's look at what happens in the spot where Jordan Matthews was. Is Aguilar going to get that job?
Boy, they talk him up, and he has had a much better camp in total than he had previously. But I don't know. I mean, people are what they are, and we've seen Nelson Aguilar, and we've seen the confidence struggles and things like that. And they threw a two-point conversion pass to him Thursday night, and it was high, and it went right through his hand. And it was only one chance. You know, maybe if he'd had five, the other four would have been brilliant catches. But I'm still skeptical. I don't have anything against Nelson Aguilar. He's an earnest, hardworking guy. But at his head, as we all know, got really messed up. And he just totally lost his confidence, poise, everything else last year. And, I want to see when things are real that he can really do the things that he did in the spring and has done to some extent during the training camp.
All right, Les, you're a guy, man. You've covered sports a long time. You've seen great players. You've seen not great players. Can you tell me what your observations are about Wentz in year two? What do you see from the kid right now?
I like him a lot. He's a leader, and that really strikes me more than anything else. He's really somebody who takes ownership, who works with the people around him and sees issues. And I think he's one of the smartest leaders I've ever worked with in that regard. And in terms of the throwing, he did tweak his mechanics a little bit. I didn't think that was a big deal. I thought last season if they'd had decent receivers and a decent offensive line all year, I thought he would have had tremendous numbers. I really think he's good. I think I'm a little apprehensive because I think the second year struggles sometimes are real. That teams really spend the off season looking at what you want to do and trying to take that away. I went through all that watching Nick Foles, whom I also kind of liked. I wasn't as sure about Nick Foles, but I remember after that 27-2 season, I was pretty impressed. And there was all this talk like there is now about Wentz, about his second year in charge. He'll be so much, he'll know this and he'll know that and learn this and learn that. It really went the other way. It went the way of the defenses learning about him more than him learning about them. But I don't think
as a positive, Les. Sounds like you like the kid a lot.
I do, and I don't think he's going to get, too – I don't think the other teams are going to catch him flat-footed. I think – if they're going to make adjustments, he's going to have some sense of that.
All right, one last thing, Les. I just got word of this, and I don't know if you've heard it yet. The Daily News has traded you to the Buffalo News.
Oh, darn. Okay, well.
Would you go?
I know a lot of players up there.
All right, hold on a minute. There, so. You've been up there. You're a hockey guy before you're a football guy. You've made many trips to Buffalo. Would you go?
Oh, God. That's the worst city in the league.
Atta boy, Les.
No, I understand. I don't go there as much as I used to in hockey. No. When I used to go there in hockey at night, there wasn't even a decent hotel downtown. I mean, it was
Adams
a
Mark.
Terrible place.
Yeah. I'm getting the deals off.
I was there. It was a horrible thing to have to play the Sabres in the playoffs. What a waste of a day off.
Unless you want to see Niagara Falls more than once.
Exactly.
Les Bowen has turned down the deal to Buffalo. Les, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Good talking to you guys.
Did you hear the contempt in his voice?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.